Found on page 1018 in the Church Bibles. It's Mark chapter 12, starting at verse 28. That's page 1018 of the Church Bibles, Mark chapter 12, verse 28. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's so lovely to have you all together. And I was just thinking how everybody's together and we can all be as a family all together. And it doesn't matter where you are, whatever part of the world, it's lovely to meet people who come together into the church and celebrate the knowledge of God. Well, my sort of talk is about life, and it's a talk about listen and love. The tendency now is to know one's own set of ethical or moral values without any reference to God. We seem to be obsessed by too many rules and regulations, and choosing the best can be a daunting prospect. There's plenty of advice today on the best way to live life to the full. We can find an app for every need we have, such as how to feed and bring up our babies. Exercise, mindfulness, how to eat properly, how to make the best cup of coffee, be creative, live longer, make money, how to build a relationship, buy a dream house, or even write a will. And I was just thinking, well, would these apps really help when the situation is stricken with natural disaster? We have a flood or a fire, war, unemployment, oppression, racism, poverty, and slavery. Well, please tell me, I'd love to know an app for how to live a Christian life in these situations. And I'm reminded about several thousand years ago, the Israelites were fleeing from slavery and oppression in Egypt to freedom in a promised land, not dissimilar from the masses of people that are leaving their countries to a better future, either in Europe or in Honduras to the USA. It's just the same. A number of people who have been defected are trying to get to a better life. This is not for us. We must move to another place. However, whatever happened was these thousands of years ago, the law Moses received from God on a mountain peak, high up on a mountain peak in the Sinai Peninsula, were brought to the Israelites in their time of need. They were in slavery and they had to be freed. Their situation was desperate. There were no apps to help them. Their world was falling around them and had lost all hope of survival. Moses had not lost hope in his relationship with God. He listened to God, a God who responded to their need, not just physically by giving food to survive, but by giving 10 commandments, a guide on how to know him better, and by doing so, live life to the full. However, these commandments that were once often committed to memory have somehow lost their relevance and meaning in today's world. Perhaps this is why we have the problems we have. We're reminded from the reading, the teacher of the law who questioned Jesus was clearly setting a trap. He wanted to make sure the priorities of the law were right. He asked Jesus, "Of all the commandments, which is the greatest?" We are often met with choices in life, having to decide what should have first priority. Sometimes we face a problem when we have to choose between two people, choose people for a team without upsetting the other one, or a job without upsetting the other person, or decide between two actions where whatever you choose is not very desirable. So Jesus gives a new commandment, a law of love, in response to the question. So thinking of this way of relationship with people and God, how do we go about establishing our priorities as Christians in everyday living? So I want to look at the presentation. If you've got a picture to show. The first one. Is anybody by the box? On priorities. So here we are. That's good. Here we are all in our different ways of life. And we've got different choices. And we've got to make what should we do first? So if you move to the next one, the key is not to prioritise what is on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. Right, next one. Now, here's a choice. If you're young enough, you will often be faced with this question. You come home from school, a hard day's work. Well, I want to watch my best television programme. And then my friends want to play in the garden, but my mum's told me I've got to tidy my bedroom. So as a child, think back as a child and think, well, what's the first priority? Now, is anyone who here now can give an idea? Who would think then in that premise, who would think that watching your best favourite TV programme is your first priority? Well done. Very brave. Excellent. Who thinks playing in the garden with friends? I'm like, oh, yeah. And who thinks tidying the bedroom is the best priority? Well, I never did. And as a parent myself, I would often say, no, I think, the first priority. Well, actually, in actual fact, I think to obey someone, to obey your parents probably is the best priority. It's like obeying God's law to love. You wouldn't think that, but that's what it is, whether you like it or not. So parents are asked to tidying to obeying that request takes priority over all things, a simple way to obey Jesus' law of love. Now we come to the next one. We're getting a bit older in age now. I have to thinking about what we have. Perhaps this applies to some of you in the congregation. Oh dear, I'm revising for exams. I've got to do this tonight. I've got to do study. I've got to do my homework. I've got to do everything. I've got to do a lot of work for my job. Or helping a neighbour mow a lawn. It's grown, it's all weedy and everything, and they want me to mow the lawn. And the next one, you've got your best friend who's miserable, who's probably a bit ill, I don't know, it could be any consequence, keeping a friend company, watching a film. Right, now which is your first priority? Now imagine yourself in this situation. It's a tough one. I mean, I would be a bit thinking, unless it rained, if it rained, I know I won't mow the lawn in the rain. But all these other things are a bit, right, have a little think. Who thinks that revising for exams or study is your first priority? Well done. Excellent. Who thinks helping a neighbour mow the lawn? Right. And who thinks keeping a friend company watching a film? Well, in actual fact, I think all these are important in different circumstances. And they are constructive, they're positive. Even if revision or study is the most important in the long term, and the decision of being a good friend in this case will depend upon what context we're talking about, Jesus' law of love needs to be applied thoughtfully. Revision shouldn't be used as an excuse for laziness or unhelpfulness. Nor should being a good friend become an excuse for not working or helping. And I've often been in that situation. I think, oh, well, I've got to do this revision, you know. I've got to work. So I don't have to help. Tough one. Now we come to the next one. Now this is when you're all in working families. You're sort of working hard to earn money for your dream car or home. You've got to work all hours because the longer you work, you get more money. And more prestige. Get higher up the ladder. Or do you spend quality time with your children? Have time off and have a good holiday? Or do I enjoy a social, active life? Who thinks the first one? Anyone spend quality time with the children? Oh, look at that. Enjoying active social life. Yeah. It is certainly difficult. Right. So, tougher. They're all tough because in their own way, they're fine. So tougher. All these are important. So, Jesus' law of love. Your work is part of God's created order. He likes us to work, as are loving families and friends. But if work dominates too much, families and friends can suffer. If while too much socialising affects a family life and performance of work. I've known one or two friends who do too much socialising and their friends and family suffer. So we have to then think how to demonstrate the love of Jesus in all these areas. Okay, next one. Now here we are, we're getting to different sorts of problems. Make sure you have an adequate pension. Or providing for children and grandchildren. Or making the most of later years of life while fit to do so. I find that in the Saga magazine. It's all about, you know, you've reached 90 and this is not the end. You've got to carry on and run the Igo or climb up the mountain or something. Go around the world. That's the choices. Right. If you don't, not at this stage yet, don't worry. Just imagine you are and think what you're. So making sure you have an adequate pension. Who thinks that's important? First priority of those three. Remember, it's a first priority. Right, okay, yeah, I understand. Providing for children and grandchildren. Yeah. Making the most of years of it, I knew this, making it later. Right, so we're all fit and going round. Great. Now, all good. They're all good in themselves. There's nothing wrong with it. But care must be taken when making a decision that it does not exclude the others. Jesus' law of love indicates that we should live in such a way that as many people benefit as possible. So, how do we become over? We can become overwhelmed with decisions and priorities, get muddled. And in answer to the question of the teacher, Jesus says, listen, love, God is my first priority. So there's a list. God is first on the list. And by getting a relationship with God, you can think about your problems. And the next one, here he is, all stretching out for God. And to end, we come back to the reading. And I think we ought to think about, by reading aloud, this, if you can, "Hear, O Israel, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself."